Okay, let's get into the next daf. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph of Beis. We just spoke about the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the isser of having chametz while one shechts, or we paskin shochet, or zorek, or maktir. If somebody has chametz during that time, so then they violate an isser daraisa. Where does the chametz have to be? Could it be anywhere, or must it be somewhere in proximities? That was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, besides the fact that who has the chametz, but we saw Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu nasun imo bi Yerushalayim. Right? Even if it's in Yerushalayim somewhere, it's not in the Azara with him, so then that would be enough to violate the Isser. And we said there was a machlokas whether it's Dafkin Yerushalayim or it could be anywhere in the world. But the language of the Gemara was Ashi Nasidimo Yerushalayim. Reish Lakish said Ashi Nasidimo Bazara. We had 2 days. What's the Zara for Reish Lakish? Why would it have to be in the Azara with him? So either it's a specific din, the Bavli has a daya that has to be next to him in Yerushalayim, right? That has to be a formal din, not just based on knowledge, but it has to be next to him. Al means samuch. So then the language the pasuk uses that lashon losichbach al chametz. Or do you say no? It's a question of a general sugyah hasra safek. Meaning, if I don't know exactly when you're giving me warning about the malkas, don't shech this because you have chametz. I'm not sure if my chametz is still around. So if that's the only reason that Reish Lakish would say pater, and therefore in that case it doesn't have to be in the Azar Mamish, but if it's in a window, the Gemara says if you can see it through a window and it's in Yerushalayim, it's out of the Azar, but you can see it right now. So then Reish Lakish would agree that would be chayv. Hazara Safik is a big sugya. Yep. Interesting, the Asam Achronim ask here that even according to Reish Lakish, even if he sees it, isn't it Safik? You know, maybe the person was mevatelit. So therefore, it's kilu, it's not his, right? So how do you know? So it must be, Achronim say, the prima gadim, that if he accepts the hasra, it must be that that's an acknowledgement that there wasn't bittul. Or else he would say, no, it was mevudim. He says, I'm an as kena niosa, right? So then it's clearly, it's a case of there was no bittul. That's what we could assume. Okay, so let us now continue. Where the Gemara, where we at? This my time, Rabbi Yehuda. 4 lines, 5 lines up at the bottom. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, not only is there an Isser of shechting the Karban Pesach al Chametz, Rabbi Yehuda says, even the Karban Tamid, an amazing expansion, even the Karban Tamid al Chametz, that is also an Isser, Afa Tamid, that's the Mishnah we had on Mem Amabez. Where does he get that from? So the Gemara answers, Dam Zivchi. Dam Pesach v'dam Tamid. How do you darshan dam Zivchi? So different ways to understand it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says Zivchi could also be read Zvachai. Zvachai, my karbanos, which is plural, and that would include Karban Pesach and Karban Tamid. Zivchi the way the Bavli darshans it, and the Karban Eida quotes this, Zivchi Zevach HaMiyuchad Li. Dam Zivchi, and therefore that's a reference to the Karban Tamid, which is a very different type and maybe a basic type of carbon. You know, the first one that goes in the morning and the last one that goes in the afternoon. A special din of the carbon tamid. And that's why it's called my zevach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu special zevach. We know there is a machlokas we've shown him. How many mitzvahs is carbon tamid counted as? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs? The Ramban counts it as 2 separate mitzvahs. He says, after all, the carbon pesach in the morning cannot be brought in the afternoon. The one in the afternoon can be brought in the morning. There's 2 separate times. So obviously, it's 2 separate mitzvahs, and therefore, they should be counted separately. So to Kriyashma, similar machlokas, that's the Ramban. The Rambam counts it as one. And the same machlokas appears by Kriyashma. How many mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Kriyashma? The Rambam has 1 mitzvah of Kriyashma. Shachris va'arvis, 1 mitzvah, and the Ramban says there are 2 mitzvahs. You can't do the morning shachris in the afternoon, and vice versa. So you have the machlokas by Kriyashma, you have the machlokas by the Tzmidin, and you also have the machlokas by Ketores. By the Ketores, you're half the Ketores in the morning, half the Ketores in the afternoon. We spoke recently about the order of when you do the afternoon Ketores in proximity to the Korban Pesach, but triple machlokas. By all of these, the Rambam counts it as 1 mitzvah, and the Ramban counts it as 3 mitzvahs, and the Ramban seems to be correct. Right, because it's separate times. It seems like separate mitzvahs. So how could you put it all together according to the Rambam? So Rav Soloveitchik, as is quoted, said that no, According to the Rambam, it's one mitzvah. Why? You can't do the same mitzvahs at the same time. Because these are examples that even though the actual time of fulfilling the mitzvah is not upon us, but right when the day starts, the chovas gavra, to do the mitzvah, even if you can't fulfill it yet, is already the same time. Meaning when the day starts, you have the chiyuv to bring both parts of the ketores. You have the chiyuv to say both kriyashmas. You just can't do one right now. But the lamaisa time to do the mitzvah is not always the same exact time as the time when the conceptual mitzvah appears. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf as a raya to that. The Gemara says there that there are three mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael have to do when they go into Eretz Yisrael, to Lahamid Lohem Melech and Lahachri Zaro Shalom Alek and Livnos Pesach Bechira. And the Gemara says it has to be in that order B'davka. You have to appoint a king who will then get an army to be able to wipe out Amalek, and after that, to build the base of Bechira, to build the base of Migdash, get build the base of Migdash while there are still Milchamas going on. So I asked Rav Soloveitchik, if it has to be in order, one after another, so what does it mean that there are three mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael have, B'knesas and Laretz? It's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah of appointing a king. Once you do that mitzvah, then you'll have the second mitzvah of wiping out Amalek, and etc. Why does it say that there are three mitzvahs? The answer is it must be that even though you can't actually fulfill the later mitzvahs yet, but the conceptual moment that the mitzvahs start are all together at once. And we have this by other contexts as well. What about Bris Mila? Is there a chova of the mitzvah? We just can't fulfill it before day 8. What about the night of day 8? We've quoted, and there are other nafkaminas as well. Shofar and lulav, maybe they start at the beginning of Yantif, even though you can't actually fulfill them until the next day. But this is part of the Karban Tamid discussion. Machloka is one or two mitzvahs. And Karban Tamid, it could be the chiv of Karban Tamid, according to the Rambam, starts for both of them at the same time in the morning. But, right, because in the day starts in the morning for Kachim, but you can't actually fulfill it until you get to the afternoon. The Tamid shall bain horabayim. Okay, so that's Zivchi, Zevach HaMiyuchad Lis. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda includes the Karban Tamid. Also, the Karban Pesach nature affects the Karban Tamid on that afternoon. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Rabbi Shimon. So let's get to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah had the Shita, right? He spoke about Lishma, Shalom Lishma, Bizman, Shalom Bizman, other Karbanas Pesach. Rabbi Shimon said, Pesach on Erev Pesach, and other Zvachim on Pesach have this din. Right, that the same thing of Pesach, they have the Isser of Al Chametz. Again, Pesach on Erev Pesach, not other Pesachim, right? They look back at Rabbi Shimon Shita. Pesach Bar Basar, Pesach on the 14th, Lishma, that's where you're going to violate. Right, Shalom Lishma, it's going to be Pesach, so you're not going to violate. Right, the Rabbi Shimon was based on two ideas. Number one, a general Kalachar Kul idea of Shchita Sheina Ru'uya Loshma Shchita. So it has to be a kosher Shchita. And number two, Rabbi Shimon felt that the Isser applies to Erev Pesach and Pesach. Erev Pesach only to Karan Pesach, and on Pesach and Chol HaMoed to Shar Zvachim. As long as Shar Zvachim that you shecht, and they will be kosher, if you do that when you have chametz in your house, so that would be an Isser of Lo Sishchat Dam Zivchi. So where does he get that shita from? So he says, because there are two psukim. Kasav Echad Omer Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. V'lo Kasav Echad Omer Lo Sishpach Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Right, there are two different psukim. One is by Lo Sishchat, one is Lo Sizbach, right? One is, they're both in Shmos, one is in Parakhav Gimel, one is in Parakhav Medalad. Lo Sishchat al Chamitam Zivchi, Vol Yolin Laboker Zevach Hagapasach, Lo Zivach al Sizbach al Chamitam Zivchi, Volo Yolin Chelev Chagi Adboker. Little difference, but why do you have two different psukim to teach me the same idea? So we say, Echad Pesach Barbasar, Echad Shar, Kol Azachim, Kol Hashamoid. One's referring to Pesach on the 14th, one's referring to other Karbanos on Chol HaMoed. Right, so that's how you learn it. Says the Gemara, Mari Isla Rabosan Mechol HaShamoed Ulotiyim in Arbasar. Maybe it refers to everything on Arbasar. Maybe it refers to everything on the 14th. How do you know that it refers to other Kadshim on Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara says, no, Achash, Yibak Kasev. You're right, the Pasek includes other Karbanos, but then Miate. But then it seems to exclude them, because why do you have to have a different Pasek? Right, why do you have to have a different Pasek? Just have the same Pasek. Says the Karban Eida. Right, umishani, he adds in that. Often Rashi does that to make sure that we know where the answer starts, where it's a little bit confusing. Mishani, achashariba akasav, mi eit gamkein, dolo kasav bachad kra, dam zivchi, tavi mashba bakulon lachaye biyodalad. If it's one pasuk, then I would know it's one pasuk, it's referring to the one time. But here it's two different psukim, so it must be talking about two different times. And if it's chalamoed, it can be talking about Karan Pesach. but that's not the carbon of the day. So achash yibra kasef mi eight. So marava ani osan b'chalos shamoed shehu. So I include them on chalamoed. Why? Because you see, it's a chamer time. Shuba b'al yirabei matzei. Chalamoed is a chamer time. The zisra b'al yirabei matzei. That's where I'm going to say where this din applies of having chametz. The isra of having chametz in your house when you shecht. So that makes sense to have that at a time when you're not allowed to have chametz in your house. Umotzion me'ar basar, and I take it out of the 14th because of the extra pasuk. She'ena l'val yirabei matzei. That's not. There's no violation of yirabei matzei on the 14th, right? And who does that like? That's a machlokas tanoim, which ends up being a machlokas rishonim. V'yas yakai. There are Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Amar. We had Rabbi Meir earlier, where Rabbi Meir says Amar misheishos v'lamalad mitivrei. Rabbi Meir holds. We have this in the sugya being Makadish on Erev Pesach. Rameir holds that after Chatzos is only Drabanan. Only Drabanan, only late in the day before Shkia does the Isra apply, but he says late in the day is only Drabanan, and therefore that's who Rebbe Shimon seems to be holding like, and that's why he chooses Chalamoed once you're not referring to Erev Pesach, because you have an extra pasuk, so it's talking about Chalamoed, where you have an Isra, but Rabbi Matzei, that's where there's an Isra of Shechting Shar Zvachim with chametz in your house. One more line. Amar Rabbi Mana, Lahen Dechsev. So now the other half of Rabbi Shimon Shita, right? We just proved Shar Zvachim, Shar Kabanis on Chalamoed. So now Lahen Dechsev, why it says, the following Zeva Chaga Pasach, Arba Saranach Mekayamin. Right? This pasuk is the reason why, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Isra of Pesach with chametz is only an Erev Pesach. And on Chalamoid, because it says Zevach Chag HaPasach. So we darshan the Zevach, the Chag HaPasach, where it's supposed to be. Barba, and when it's supposed to be. Barba, bas, asar, anan, kaimin. So that's why the two halves of Rabbi Shimon's statement, one about Shar Zvachim on Chalamoid, one about Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, we mentioned it earlier already also, about when does the Isra by Rabbi Masi apply. So we know it applies on Pesach. What about after Pesach? Is there Chamech Avralava Pesach? Not exactly by Rabbi Yamatzeh, but is there an Issa Daraisa? Machlokas Tanoim, as we saw. We paskin Durabanan. We paskin it's Durabanan. But what about before Pesach? So that's not 100% clear. Machlokas, it's a machlokas what the Rambam holds. A machlokas between the Ravid and the Magen Mishnah and others. What is the sheet of the Rambam? If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Chabetzu Matzah, Perakim Alachaches, the Rambam says, Lefichach. The Rambam earlier spoke about Bedika and Bittel. That was earlier in this parak. So here you have lefichach im lo bitel kodem sheish. If you are mevatel before the sixth hour, umisheishos falamala matzah chametz, and after the sixth hour, after chatzos, you find chametz shayadaitu alav v'haya belibo v'shachacho b'shas abir. Right, it's in your mind and you forgot it when you destroy the chametz v'lo biaro hareza over alo yirav leimatzei. Sounds like from the Rambam that by Rabbi Matzei pasha pshat. Starts a chatzos. Shahare lo bi'er v'lo bitel. V'ein abitel ata mo'al lo klum. And now you can't be mevatelit. L'fi she'ena b'rshuso. Because it's not in your reshus. V'akasiv, it's asr ba'na. V'akasiv asal kilur b'rshuso. But remember the din of Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Lazar. Right? Shnei d'ram sh'asna akasiv. That are in your reshus halachigli. L'chayvo m'shem lo'er v'lo yimatzei. V'chayvo v'aro b'chalei shi'im se'enu. And you have to be mevarit wherever you find this. So the Rambam sounds like the Isra starts already at Chatzos, says the Ravid, exactly. I think that's what he sounds like. Amar Avram, Ulai Sover Ze Hamachaber, Shehu Over Mishe Shos Velamala, Velo Yeraya. That's what it sounds like. Velo Yimatse, The Eino Kain, The Shivas Yamim Ksiv. It says Shivas Yamim. So I don't think it starts earlier. So that's the Ravid's understanding. The Magen Mishnah says, but wait a minute. Magen Mishnah says, look at the Rambam's Koteret. Look what the Rambam says by Rabbi Yimatse. The Rambam says, earlier in the Koteret, the Isur. So lech al chametz biyom arbas or michatzos yom lamala. Fine, there's an Isur achila da'araisa from chatzos on erev Pesach. Number two, lahashpis se'or me'arbasar. The asay of hashpasa tashpishu se'or. That's on the 14th. Shelo lech al chametz kol shiva. Not the chametz all 7 days. Shelo lech al tarovas chametz kol shiva. Shelo yira'e chametz kol shiva. Shelo yimatze chametz kol shiva. So says the Magen Mishnah, look at the Rambam's Koteret. He says the Yisur of Bal Rabbi Yimatzeh only applies Kol Shiva. That's what he says. So I don't know why the Ravid thinks otherwise. Says the Magen Mishnah, Ayin, the Bidivri Rabbeinu, Ve'enokein, she'im iyein ha'rayved b'divei Rabbeinu ha'iyun asher ro'i l'chol masig al sefer acher la'ayin. It's a very strong lashon. If the Ravid would have done proper research on anyone who makes hasagas on another sefer, lo nistapig lo das Rabbeinu muzeh, he wouldn't have any sfeikus. Sharei bebir kasa bepsichas halachas elo. Right, he quotes from the Koteret. Sharei bebir, he quotes lahash b'sar b'yudalid shlei rechavis kol shiva. Well, you must see what we just read. Harei shabir rabenu shabiyudalid ein bo ela mitzvah sasei shel ashbasa. There's a mitzvah sasei of ashbasa, and therefore you can't do bittel anymore. The kol shiva obra rabbi matzvah v'chikatz v'arush u'machikatzav kan. What he says here, even though, look at the Rambam's Lashon here. The Rambam's Lashon is, Shaharei zeh avar alo yirai v'li matzei, she'lo bi'er v'lo bitel. No, but Magen says, what does the Rambam mean? Kavanasa lomar she'achar sheish ein bitel mo'il, ela bi'ur. V'im lo bi'aro, avo bi'she bitlo m'sheishos v'lamala, haris over alo v'kishigia pesach v'ayir v'li matzei. Right? Right now you can't do bitel. So if you try to do bitel, it's not going to work. And therefore, if you do that, and then Pesach comes, then you can violate by Rabbi Matzei. And that's muchrach. So again, the Ravid's right by just looking at this halacha. That's the pasha pshat. The Magen Mishnah is saying, if you look at the Koteret, so you have to see this halacha in that context, so you have to put it all together, you'd have to say that the Rambam does not hold that. So it's a machlokas between the Rambam, about the Rambam Shita. There's also a machlokas achronim about Rashi Shita. Rashi on Dafava, the Marsha, and others wonder about Rashi Shita as well. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, remember Shitas Rabbi Shimon was that Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, the only Lishma on Erev Pesach, so that's where it is kosher, and therefore there's an Isser of Al Chametz. But if it's Shalol Lishma, then it's going to be Pasul. That's a little bit Pasul. What about Chol HaMoed? On Chol HaMoed, Pesach Lishma is Pasul on Chol HaMoed. Pesach Shalol Lishma, right, Pesach, not in the time, is a shlamim. So therefore, shalom lishma there, it would be kosher, and then that would violate the isser of, because then it would be a Pesach, and violate the isser of al-chametz if you have it. So Rabbi Yochanan, chabura haisa maksha, man kayamin. What are we talking about exactly? When Rabbi Shimon says, if you have a karban Pesach on chalamoed, and you do it lishma, then it's possible, and shalom lishma, it's going to be kosher. One sec, what are we talking about? Why do you have a karban Pesach on chalamoed? In bisha avad, if v'nimsa kodem la'kapara, if it was a case where you lost the carbon, you lost your carbon Pesach, and then you found, they designated a new one, and then you found this original one before you did the carbon Pesach, and then you chose not to use it, then bein l'shmo, bein shlo l'shmo, pasul, train to yirsa, right? Then either way, this is called dichui. This is called a carbon Pesach, which was nira v'nitche, right? It used to be a good one, then you got lost it, and then you found it, then you didn't use it. So that's nitche, that's pushed aside, and therefore no matter what, it should be a pasul karban. V'nitak l'ri'iyah, and she'd have to send it out to pasture and wait till it gets a mum, and then be poda it. So if you lost it and you found it before, then it should be pasul always. V'im b'sha'av avanim salach ha'kabar, and if you lost it and you only found it after you brought your new karban Pesach, so then it should be automatically not a Pesach anymore. Bein l'shmo bein shalol l'shmo kasher shlamim hu. Then it should be automatically, even if you did a lishmo, it should be kasher shlamim. Why? Because it's not a Pesach anymore. Right? This man the Amar is holding ein sarach akira. Right? You don't have to designate it new. Once a Karban Pesach is already not used, you brought a new one, then this one is no longer a Karban Pesach. It's automatically a shlamim. So even if you did it lishma, it should be a kasher karban. So what's Rabbi Shimon talking about in the case where you have a Karban Pesach on Chol HaMoed that it makes a difference whether it's lishmo or shalol lishma? So Gemara says, the following. V'kaimine b'she nitmu ha-bailim. Maybe the case is, there wasn't a case of dichli, just the bailim became tame. Oshi zidu, or they on purpose didn't bring the Karban Pesach. V'kfar nitchle pesach sheni. And therefore, if the bailim became tame, or they dafa, for whatever reason, didn't bring the Karban Pesach, so then this Pesach still has a vestige of being used for pesach sheni. That's why it's still a Pesach. And that's where Reb Shimon says, it makes a difference between lishmo and shalol lishmo. Lishmo pater, v'hu pasul lishmo, it will still be a Karban Pesach, lishmo, shalol bismano, and therefore it would pasul the karban, so you'd be pater from the Isser of Al-Chametz. Shalol lishmo, chayiv, but if it's shalol lishmo, that would be enough to be menatek it and make it into a shlamim, and therefore chayiv, and it will be a kasher karban, v'hu kasher. Good. V'haydenu lishmo, switch the word chayiv. So what is this question? Many different pshatim on the page. We'll go with the pshat of, is there any case Is there any case of Moser Pesach, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you shechton and chalamoid lishmo, that you'd be still be chayef? Well, he said that lishmo would automatically be pasul, right? A Pesach, shelo bismana, lishmo would be pasul. But is there any case that would be chayef, right? Is that that it would be automatically ne'ekar to a shlamim? Right? So we just said one, maybe, according to one daya, that if you were niskaper ba'acher, but let's see. Haidena l'shmo chayiv. So tama namrin b'shem Rev Chizda b'sha'avra shnaso ben rishon l'sheni. Oh, number one, if it became too old. The Korban Pesach has to be brought up before its first birthday. But if it's after its first birthday, then it's automatic. Then it's automatic, even according to the Manda Amr that said earlier that if you're niskaper ba'acher, right, we said there's a discussion whether you need akira or not. The previous line was according to the Manda Amr, you don't need akira. You don't have to uproot the name. But there's a question about that. But everybody agrees here. If this is case, if the animal, if the Korban Pesach is older than 1 year old, then for sure it's no longer a Pesach, it's a Shlamim, it's automatic. Number one, Rabbi Lav, Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, Kishe Ibar Zman Kaparaso. Right, a different day, that this case with Zman Kapara, right, you can't use it anymore, so there, that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, that also is automatic. Rabbi Yochanan says, that doesn't need Akira either, that's also automatic after the Erev Pesach, it is automatically a shlamim. But Rav Chisda didn't give this answer. Rav Chisda gave the previous one of it. It got too old. So Rav Chisda must hold that in this case, it's not automatic. You'd need Akira. So the Gemara is about to say that this machlokas, Rav Chisda and Rav Yochanan, they would have an argument how to interpret the following line in this brisa. Pesach she'iber zmano. Right, so what does that mean? Iber zmano. So that's what Gemara is going to end off on the top of the Amud Beis. That first phrase is going to be a machlokes, what Rav Chisda and Rabbi Yochanan would say about it. Pesach she'iber zmano v'shachto l'shelo bezmano. A Pesach that it's time passed. Again, does that mean it's personal time? Or does that mean it's kapara time? And you shechted it l'shmo bezmano. So the time passed, but you shechted it lishmo bismano, right? How can this time pass? Either you brought a different one in between, or it got too old. So it's going to be the two versions. But you shechted it lishmo bismano on Erev Pesach, o sheshachad acherim lishmo bismano, or a new case that we didn't have yet. You have other karbanos that you shechted l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach. So does that make it puzzle? Rabbi Eliezer, poser bishua machshir. So this second case of machlokes is gufa machlokes in the first parak of Zvachim. We know that we mentioned earlier that the first mishnah of Zvachim says if you shechta chatas or a pesach lishmo bismano, that's pasul. All other karbanos are kosher; they just don't count. Lo ala bayim l'shem chova. But one of them is pesach. If I shechta karban pesach bismano, that's going to be pasul. But the Gemara says, what if you shechta other karbanos l'shem pesach? That's a machlokes. Yossi ben Choni says, if you shecht other kabanos l'shem Pesach or l'shem Chatas, that's pasul. Not only Pesach and Chatas are pasul shelo l'shmo, if you shecht other kabanos l'shem Pesach and Chatas, that's also pasul. And the Tanakhama says, no, it's only Pesach and Chatas, not other kabanos l'shem Chatas and l'shem Pesach. So that's the machlokes here too. Rabbi Eliezer says pasul in the second case of shechting other kabanos l'shmo bismano shehu kishochet Pesach l'shem shlamim. Just like Pesach l'shem Shlamim is a problem, so Shlamim l'shem Pesach is a problem, right? Rabbi Eliezer holds like Yossi ben Choni, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, right? He does not say that he holds like the Tanakama there. And also, he says in the first case, Iber Zmano, v'shachto, what happened in the case where Avar Zmano, yishachto the Karim Pesach, l'shmo bizmano. So in the first case too, Shehu kishochet Shlamim l'shem Pesach, that's like shechting a Shlamim l'shem Pesach, which according to Rabbi Yeshua is kasher. Mikiva, why is it shechting a shlam l'shem Pesach? Right, it's a Pesach she'aver zmano because it was automatic akira. Mikiva, she'ibar zmano lo shanya hi ashochet. Skip the word l'shem shlamim. Hu ashochet. Skip a word l'shem Pesach. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there's an automatic switch of the Pesach to the shlamim. So therefore, if you shecht that karban that used to be a karban Pesach that automatically is not now it's a shlamim on erev Pesach. So then it's going to be shlamim l'shem Pesach. It's going to be kosher. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds like the Tanakama in the Mishnah Tzvachim that only a Pesach shelo l'shma is going to be pasul, but other kabbanas l'shem Pesach are not. So now the Gemara says, as we foreshadowed before, al daiti Rav Chizda. According to Rav Chizda, what did this brisa mean? B'she'iber shnaso bein rishon l'sheni. It means that it got too old. That's the only automatic switch. Any other ones would need an akira. But all died to Rabbi Lo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'she'ir esman kaparaso. It would be good enough to talk about, no, or esman kapara, meaning for some reason you didn't bring this Karban Pesach, but it's still Erev Pesach. The Bialim died, the Bialim are Tamei, you found another one because you thought this one was going to be lost forever, and you brought the other one. So all of these are examples of that case. Good. We continue. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Nishcha B'Shalosh Kitos, no matter how many Jews there are, you could have 35 Jews in the Beis HaMikdash, you could have 3 million Jews. You split all but Bnei Yisrael into three groups. Based on the pasuk, Shenemar Reshachatu Oso, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Kahal Ve'eda B'Yisrael. Three different groups, three different words that mean groups. Until we could focus and try to understand what does each one of these groups mean. The Torah is emphasizing Pesach is about groups, right? Pesach, you need a Chabura by Pesach. And you need these groups by Pesach. Pesach is all about the different levels of groups. And all of Chai Yisrael, obviously. Kahal Ve'ed of Yisrael. Nichna Sakara Rishon of Yisrael Yisrael Azara. The first group goes in, and then it fills up the Azara. Na'alu Dalso So Azara. Today is Machlokas in the Bavli. It's not here. Whether the doors automatically, miraculously closed, or you close them. So here it says Na'alu. It sounds like they closed the doors of the Azara, according to this Kirsa. Taku Va'ariyah Taku, and they blew shofar. Tekiah, Trua Tekiah. Hakohanim Omdim Shuros Shuros. And how did the Kohanim look? In the Azara. The Kohanim, there's long lines of Kohanim. Because remember, you could do the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, anywhere in the Azara, and you have to do Zrikas Hadam, and there's millions of Karbanos. So the Kohanim were all there. They had lines. They lined up, and so they passed the blood from one to the other, going to the Pesach, from wherever the Shechita was done. So Kohanim, Am Nishur Ashur, Osu Bidem Bezichet, Kesem Bezichet Zav, and in their hands were silver and golden, let's call them cups. Shura Shekola Kesef Kesef Shura Shekola Zav Zav, but there was silver and gold, but they didn't mix. There were silver lines and gold lines. It wasn't mixed lines. We'll see why. V'lo hayu mu'uravin, they weren't mixed, as the Gemara is going to say. V'lo hayu lebezichin shulayim, these bowls didn't have any flat bases because you didn't want the Kohanim to put it down. It had pointy bases. Shema yanichem yikarish adam, because if they put it down, maybe the blood will congeal. If they hold it, it'll be quick, and then they'll keep shaking it so it won't congeal, and you'll be able to be zorik to dam properly. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yasa, nitan kola koa b'kola shal Moshe. When there was a nace that occurred in the days of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu's voice carried throughout the whole country of Egypt. Even though it could take 40 days to go across the whole land, umahaya omer b'makom ploni and makom ploni katachas. Moshe Rabbeinu had to split up. Even then, the Jews were split up into three groups. There was no Beis HaMikdash, there was no Mishkan, but in Mitzrayim, Karban Pesach had to be split into three groups. So Moshe said, this group stays in here, this place. And don't think it's so unusual of a miracle. By the Makkah of Shechin, I think it was, right? When the dust, is that derech for dust to travel at Mar V'hayala Avab Chalayetz Mitzrayim, and yet the dust that was thrown up went to all of Eretz Mitzrayim. Kol Shadakala, that's so a voice travels. Well, Kol Shekin, so surely a voice. It's less of a miracle. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kishim Shnitan Koach B'Kol Shal Moshe, just like Moshe's voice traveled, Kach Nitan Koach B'Kol Shal Paro. So to Paro's voice traveled when he went that night and said, get out. His voice traveled across all of Egypt. What did he say? Go leave from amongst my nation, says Paro. You used to be my servants. Right, but now you are no longer. Now you are Avdei Hashem. Right, they were no longer Avdei Paro. Right, the Gemara Megillah that says, why do we say Halo on Pesach and not on Purim, because one of the third answer, but the Purim, we were still Avdei Achashverosh. But after the Mitzrayim story, we were Avdei Hashem and not Avdei Paro. We've quoted also in the past the idea of Rav Soloveitchik about the difference between Avadim Hayinu Liparo versus Avdei Paro. Maybe we were only just Avadim Hayinu Liparo. We weren't Avdei Paro. We became Avdei Hashem. And there's a difference between those two. Not for now. Tani Tamid Sheishlo Ayin Hagadashir. Tani Tamid Sheishlo Nesachim Tokel Nesachim. The Brisa says, a Karmat Tamid, which has libations with it, so that's where Tki is. Usually you sing, you blow the Chatzotzros with the libations. Pesach Sheinlo Nesachim, but a Pesach doesn't have Nesachim, the libations. So Tokel L'Shchita, so you blow Shofar during the Shchita HaPesach. There's also there is a couple of Hallels during Achilas HaPesach too, but this is Lushchitaso. Dalma, the following story, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Avina, Rabbi Yisiv, and they were sitting, Amar Rabbi Avina. Rabbi Avina said, why do you have to have the separate lines for the gold and for the silver? Because of the ones who might want to trick. If you have all the silver and the gold in all the same line, going on in the Azara on Erev Pesach, there's so many karbanos going on, you could have a Kohen that could switch a silver for a gold, and he could pocket a gold one, and he could take a silver one. So that's why, if it's all clear what the lines are, then he can't do any tricks. Amli Ravaka Baracha B'chol Pumech, with your whole mouth? Meaning, are you serious? Are you serious that you're saying that it's all based on Chshad? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha is not happy that Rabbi Avina said this. So Amalei Rabbi Zeira looks at him and says, Amalei, Bepaldas Pumach, maybe with half your mouth. What does that mean? Meaning, you could say it, he seems to agree. Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, explains, I agree that this is the Pshat B'nei Rabban, but you'd have to say it so loudly, you'd have to say it with such conviction. Bepaldas Pumach, Aser, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yochanan, B'nei Rabban, Rabbi Yochanan also said it, B'nei Rabban, yeah, so Rachman al-Islan, we have to take precautions. Again, it doesn't mean that we're, you know, really choshed, but, you know, we have to do it. Remember the Mishnayos and Shkalim that say that a Kohen can't go in to do the Machzis HaShekel, taking it out, with pockets and with hems. So we have this higher standard. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Psachim Mem Beis.